ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यता हि पुरुषस्येह विष्णोः पादोपसर्पणम् यदेष सर्वभूतानां प्रियात्मेश्वरः सुरत्। यथा हि पुरुष्येह विष्णोः पादोपसर्पणम् यदेष सर्वभूतानां प्रियात्मेश्वरः सुरत्। यथा हि पुरुषस्येह विष्णोः पादोपसर्पणम् यदेष सर्वभूतानां प्रियात्मेश्वरः सुरत्।
Purushasya, of a living entity, Iha, here, Vishnoho, of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pada Upasarpanam, approaching the lotus feet, yet, because, Eshaha, this, Sarvabhutanam, of all living entities, Priyaha, the dear one, Atma Ishwaraha, the master of the soul, the super soul, Surat, the best well-wisher and friend. Translation. Oh, come. Yes, welcome. What did I tell you? Sir, the translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda, please repeat. The human form of life affords one a chance to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, Everything living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of all the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living entities. Again, the human form of life affords one a chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, please hear. Tane jamuit tyaga kamma. Kamma sam? Kitna vajra? 10 vajra yaya. Kitna? Please, likho tame. Jo time thai gaya. Aapno naam kya chhe? હા જરૂર આવજો, ફોન કરતા રહેજો. આપનો ફોન નંબર છે તો આપી દો, એમને અમે ફોન કરી શકો. These things many times we have heard, but they don't digest, I don't know. We have heard so many times, the same thing we repeat also again and again. But even then it doesn't sink in. What's the reason? See, can. Apne ek ne ek baat kar di, it doesn't sink in. So again, you are a meathead. Rascal, you are a meathead. And you make a mask, the meat is in your brain. Nothing else goes there. Your nerves are full of meat. We didn't eat meat. But even then, our nerves are full by the criticism of others. That is the most bad quality we have. We always talk about others. Two people come, they talk about the third one. And again, you happen to talk to him, you will criticize the one further. So every time, the criticism is in our mind. So we are not attracted to these higher values. Either we are counting our money, or we are concocting about the making money things. And the greatest concoction was the demat account. And even now they are reeling. And yesterday there was a phone call. I told him, he was very proud that he had a demat account. So he said, you also try to find out something. He rang me from Bombay. You must invest your amount. Police come, will be very happy. So yesterday he rang again. He said, enough, you are very wise, you didn't do anything. I don't want to talk about it. I mean to say, the concoction never works. Our nerves are full of concoction. And Krishna advises us not to concoct. You see me, or you may be busy in your shop, you may not wave your hand also. But my mind will come and say, what happened to this man, Manohar? He didn't even hear his man. I am his guru, you know. He neglects me. So next time I see him, I will also neglect. There was nothing, but my mind conquered. So next time he waves his hand, these concocts please. And actual thing will be there. That is our experience. Somebody will criticize you on the other faces or on your face also. Or somebody you will know that he is criticizing. Even then keep quiet. Our Bhagavatam principle is no retaliation. The best retaliation. No retaliation. You keep quiet. Because this adibhavati dukh, others talking about you or whatever, is going to go on. If somebody comes and beats us, then we can catch his hand. If somebody talks about who are going, we have to let him do it. So the Bhagavatam says that you should be kind to him. That is it. And it's my experience, really. Otherwise, how many enemies you are going to create? Our own persons will be our enemies, our children will be our enemies, our brothers will be our enemies. What to talk about us? Yeah, this Kaluga is very powerful. The dissension is the social intercourse. We are also socially connected to our children. They are now grown up, but social intercourse is there. Then there will always be dissension. So this dissension has got to be avoided. And this is the practical way to put Bhagavatam into our life. Unless you change your life for good, according to Bhagavat principle, you will never be devotee at all. In order to be devotee, we must have the values into our life. It is the best value. No Christian is the best Christian. They may do, they may talk anything. Eventually they are going to fail. And because we don't criticize, so we have so much time at our disposal. We don't concoct. Then, Purnabhagya rang me from Abu Dhabi, I am coming. And now he came and I didn't know even that he's coming today. I said, you didn't have chain to ring me? I don't know. I thought that he'll ring and come. And to myself, I used to not give me a... So instead of criticizing him, in my mind also, I thought it's all right. He wanted to come. I wanted him to come. So he's here, that's... And even I didn't want him here. So it's all right. This is Bhagavad. Otherwise, dissension is there. Yan mitha bhutanam, yan mitha kali. This is the meaning. Bhutanam. Yan mitha kalihi. That is because we don't know that manne kalam tvam ishanam. We don't know that you are the eternal time. And you are controlling ourselves, everybody in the material world, by force of time. And anadi nidhanam, there is no beginning. You are the end of everything. Vibhum, you are the greatest. And this is Kunti Maharanasi. How nice is it? Samin Sarantam Sarvatam, you just now saw. That you are equally behaving with everybody. So this is Vedic standard. Whether he criticizes or what, we don't know. He is good, that's it. Vedic standards we see, show, and we try to put into our practical behavior the Vedic standards. Don't worry about the others. And ignore. Ignore is the best word. Ignore. The people will never behave like. Our own children will not behave like, so what to talk about? Our own brothers may not behave like. But because brothers are my brothers. But the 24 association with the lady, this is not my brother. You follow me? This is the secret of brothers. Brothers are brothers, no doubt. They can't change to be anything else. Otherwise they could have changed. But brothers can't change. But the ladies are different. And they have 24 association with the ladies. So according to the lady, his nature also changes. And he has to change for his good. So even son has to change because the son-in-law is not my son. The daughter-in-law is not my son. So if son changes, I should not be surprised. If it doesn't change, then I should be surprised. So these are the fine points, isn't it? But because of too much of selfish nature, we are forced to ignore the finer values of the existence, behavior. Things we are different. And that's why the fine values are so ignored. This clear thinking must be there. And this is the monopoly of Bhagavatam. Whatever it does, I don't know. But here it does, gives us a very alert. He's alert, he said. This is the nature of Krishna. He is an alert. And only we understand everything, but there is no retaliation, there is Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Bhutanam Yan Mithakadi. Then if there is retaliation, means we are the victimized by Kali Yuga. So we should never be victimized by it. Right, all right. How say, don't say, child say. This has a thing. How say, come say, child say, that's it. Let's go ahead, that's it. Please, these are the few things to be remembered. Then the main values of Bhagavatam will definitely sink into our mind. Because we are obeying Krishna. The more you obey Krishna through Bhagavatam, the more he will come to you. The father may have 10 children, but a child who obeys father is very much attracted to him. No doubt everybody is father, he is. But he is more keen about that obedience. So that's how Krishna is also kind father to everybody. But those who really obey him, he is specially attentive. These are not the decorative language only. This is a fact. So this way, we should try to follow something in life and he will be very kind to us. If you follow, definitely he will be kind to me. So he knows that you are obeying him. So he will never punish you, but he will be with you, you know, always. And if he is with you, then whatever material situation may come to you, he is there to protect you. Then all the cowherd boys, they were advised by Krishna to worship Govardhanin. So they just obeyed him. Now it was very nice, Krishna was attracted to them. Krishna was ready to do anything for them. And then Indra was very angry, so they had to suffer the inundation of the water, so much water. Krishna for them for 7 days, on the last finger of the hand, he beat them more than him and stood there for them. Because they obeyed him. If they didn't obey, then he would have not protected them that much. For them, how much the whole thing he beat them. For 7 days, Indra was not able to do anything. He said, please, try to understand these things. Govariya ve, ucchav ki do, ane vale, karpar gordhan di do. And that's what I guys. Means, this is the way to understand the intricacies. And even now, those values are correct, but the times are changing. And as it is, Kali Yuga is always surcharged with the faithlessness. So we have to be careful to be faithful. Because the atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. So we go anti. Anti-faithlessness means we are unflinching faith. If you cultivate these things, then naturally you will be helped. And that's why the devotees don't complain about anything. Today we have a very good situation, but tomorrow we don't know. Isha is there. Gujarati Mahusaru Gyasi. Na jani na jana ki nathe. Sahareshma Thavanasi. Ram also did not know that tomorrow morning what he will do. Ganiya je pyaru pyara hai. Ati pyaru jani devi. How nice it is. Ganiya je pyaru pyara hai. Krishna je jani. Pyaru gani lidu se, gani le, ati pyaru gani le de. Ram did not complain. Otherwise, I would have, then I would have not cared for Kaikeyi or Dasharatha. I would sit on the throne. And people were favorable. But Ram did not do that. And he thought that he saw that very good. He went to India. So instead of the nice clothes of king, he had to put on the vulgar clothes and go to the forest. To that extent he tolerated. And these are not the only incidences which to teach us. In any condition we should be ready. Then within night the situation may change. Within a second the situation might change. The government is in control. Tomorrow the government decides that this whole area should develop in a military. And everything we have been demolished for yet. Within a day, we will retreat or go somewhere and build our own or whatever. Just one decision of the government. And he said, no, the country comes first, not the temples. So whole area we have to vacate. And you don't know really what is happening. Hey, na jane jane ki na. So that is not the only. Gani ho ye pyaar hi pyaar hai, ati pyaar nahi. No, Gani, it could happen here. Tomorrow they can take the whole area for military. Who can stop? So our whole thing is gone. They don't know that we have spent crores of rupees over there. Anything, any time, anything can change. So, ghadi jaye mahalakshmi, ghadi jaye bhalai bhi, mahalakshmi ghani devi. Ek ghadi, jo bhalai nahi jaye, if one moment, it passes on without any disturbance, mahalakshmi ghani devi. You think that mahalakshmi is coming. What the days together we are having good time. Why can't we thank Krishna for that? And why are we hankering for more and more, whatever? Please you stop this emergency. Ghadi jaye bhalai nahi, mahalakshmi ghani. Ghadi means one moment. Bhalai nahi is good. If one moment passes good, you should thank Krishna that you have given me mahalakshmi. This Pune Pragya again wants some lakshmi. It's not Purna Pragya, it's our unsatisfied mind is the main reason. The thing is, the lead of satisfaction must be there. Otherwise we are mad. Santosh Amrut Trupta Nam. Santosh Amrut Trupta Nam. Yat Sukham Shanta Setasam. So whatever is given by Krishna to me, I am the Lord of it. I am very satisfied. Very nice shloka. Santosh Amrit Tutta Nam. Yat Sukham. If you have nectarian Santosh satisfaction with you, then Yat Sukham, there is real happiness. Shanta Chetasam. Your mind will be completely peaceful. Kutastad dhanrubdhanam. Kutastad dhanrubdhanam. Yataha yataha cha dhavatam. Cha dhavatam. Dhavatam. Dhavatam means running. Those who are greedy, they'll run for them here and there. And even then they will get the same thing as destined by Krishna. So they can't get more. And there was one Marwadi he was our friend, he was coming to school with us. His name is Bansi. So Bansi was not successful at all in any business. That was his quality. Bansi would always run here and there, here and there. What happened then at last? He opened a bicycle shop. So he had bought some 10 bicycles, never paid the money at all. And they were repairing the bicycles and renting, you know. In our country there are bicycle shops who rent. So So something was going on Bansi. Bansi was going on. Always half dhoti and sitting under the bicycle, looking here and looking there and fixing this and that. One day in the afternoon, he was called by the richest Marwari in the town. So one day he thought that bicycle, some bicycle has gone wrong with him. He wants to repair it. Then he said that I am adopting you. Within a day, Bansi became Bansi Sheth. And even now he is there. So itself, the whatever is destined, you will get. In sleep also he will bring you, if you are destined. If you are not, then how much you can? Whatever you collect, there are thousands there. So if he takes with thousands, how much you can hold for by two hands? And if he gives with thousands, how much you can get with two hands? So our endeavors are really not very useful. But we have to carry on. You don't have to sleep. But the fact is, whatever is destined, we are going to get it. So these values, please try to put as much as possible into practice. And then we will raise it. At least satisfaction must be there. As whatever my position is, I am satisfied. I remember, you know, there are rich person, Papa poor also. But never envy was there. Enviousness was there. It is his lot that he has 10 fields. Our lot is we have only 2 fields, doesn't it? It is his lot that he is moving in tanga, horse cart. We have bullock cart, doesn't it? Or no bullock cart. Nothing. They didn't worry at all. They didn't worry at all. Please, it was not very long ago, but as I told you, the whole pattern of our ruling classes changed. One ruler was very nice. Whether bad or good, what I don't know. The ruler must be one. Then he can look to the public. Here, everybody is trying to rule, and that's why public is the most suffering thing at the moment. Nobody cares for public. Nobody cares. So many development is going on roads, you know. For example, this is beautiful road they have created. 2 vehicles can go, 2 vehicles. It was hardly 1 vehicle could pass normally. Now the road is good. But for public there is no crossing. Man, zebra crossing must be there. They should know, isn't it? Those who are building the roads, town planning, zebra crossing is not very difficult. So at least every few feet there must be safe. And public should be trained to stop at zebra crossing. So much television is there, nonsense is going on. But training is absent. Nobody is careful about these things. And that's why every day there is accident. And now the colony is there, school is here, so small children has to come. So nobody stops. They don't even know that small children are there. Please, these things are really very terrible. Because we are taking something from the West, but not everything. We have taken all nonsense. Since we are forgot. They are very nice, sincere workers that we didn't take. They are nonsense. So nonsense is everything here. So please, this tendency has to be stopped. And nobody can do about it anything now. We are going so forward. Now only we can save ourselves from this nonsense. Otherwise, maybe somebody who sees you may be saved. Or you may tell somebody, prasar should be there. Otherwise you can't do it. But we ourselves at least should try to receive this thing. Please read the purport. I hope you know English. Are you joining Prahlad's school? KG. A play group, madam? On a playground. The last day in Bhagavad-gita, I want to understand. Bhagavad-gita is the first time that the world is the first time. So, if you come to the first time, that's the first time. So, take it. This, in a few verses we remember already. Those verses at least should be meditated. What is Narayanam Narasimha? Before reciting in the Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should pay obeisances to Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, and to Mother Saraswati, God of his learning, the Sri Vyasadeva Goda. So this is his gratefulness. This verse teaches how to be grateful. Why we do obeisances for this? I am grateful to them for giving us the real knowledge. And one thing is definite, that in different species of existence, we cannot be grateful to anybody. But we are in dark. The cow cannot be grateful to anybody. Elephant cannot be grateful to anybody. No other species at all. Only in human species we can pay obeisances to them and show our gratefulness. And this kritajna, it is known as in Sanskrit. You know? Kritajna is the best quality. But as I told you, that these, in this whirlpool of material existence, we should try to put Bhagavatam into practice. So we should always be kritajna. And our parents have done so much for us. Why can't we show our gratefulness? Our teachers have done so much. Community has done so much. Saints and sages have done so much. Why can't we be grateful? I don't understand it. Narayana and Nar, both are there. Devotee is there and supermost human being is there. Both of them are there. He is there, not Narayana. Nar is Narayana. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. So we can be Narayana, I mean to say Krishna conscious. Or not, but Narayana is the, that is the meaning. So this is how the gratefulness must be there. And this Narayana Rishi was the supermost human being. Why? Because the austerities were performed by him. Even now you go to Vaidik ashram, and you can sense that austerity atmosphere there is on the top. And you feel like it's something different from the down. Right? So even now it is there. The life full of austerity is the best. And where you see austere life, you pay obeisance. And this Jalanam did not do anything, he received prasad. So even now people are obeying. And people are following his instructions. Nobody shouts at him. Nobody does anything. Why? Because he followed the Vedic culture. So we are indebted to him. All the saints and sages, they may have some defects here and there, but they have some Vedic culture. So our people are attracted to him. Even Asaram they are attracted to. Murari Babu they are attracted to. Uza, Bhish, Dad. And so many people we are attracted to. There is something, some transcendence is there. And those who are fully transcendent, they are respected more. So this is how we are grateful to anybody and everybody. So eventually, people will be grateful to you. That is the secret of it. If you are not grateful, then how can you demand gratefulness? So if you are grateful, then you will get. Those who obey, they can only command. Because he knows how to obey. So he has the power to command. The obedience comes first. And that's why obedience is only there if humility is there. Humility must be there, isn't it? Otherwise you will never obey. Never obey. If there is no humility, then always your ego will come out. And because of the egoistic attitude, you will never go on with anything. Yan bhutanam yan vitarakali. And so say into this, always there is ghasan. Always there is some friction. And then where there is friction, the destruction is there. Friction is destruction. Men in the wheels are running of the car. But if the grease is not there, or it is rubbing against something, we have to be very careful about it. Otherwise the wheel may be destroyed, or the axle may be destroyed. Do not read. You cannot ignore friction. And friction should never be there. If friction is there, then the destruction is there. So we don't want that destruction. So if you don't want destruction, then obedience must be there. Otherwise not obedience means friction. Please, these things are very clear. But the Bhagavatam always insists that everybody was grateful to anybody else. Then to that extent that Parishna Maharaj wanted to die than to punish the Brahmin boy. He just accepted it as the will of the Lord. He didn't see the boy. He said, it's Lord. Immediately he quit everything. It's the prime example in our Bhagavatam. And we cannot tolerate even a single thing. And we have our own notions and our own concoctions. And because of concoction, we destroy the wood. There is nothing but we concoct. And we create the atmosphere which is not there. Really it is not there. So the concoctions create the atmosphere. And it should never be there. Why? Because we don't know that every living entity has a very intimate connection with Krishna. It's our ignorance. And that's why this intimate relationship, the word is best in this verse also, in other verses also, is surut. Surut. Rut means hriday. We are connected to hriday. Very intimately. Then wife is really another girl whom we didn't know. But as soon as she is related to us, she becomes really surut. A heart to heart connection. Then mother, you keep quiet. My wife is my demigoddess. Mother has to be away. That is Swarup. And Krishna is Swarup to every living entity. So all living entities are very intimately connected. Somebody's administration may be covered, but every living entity has intimate connection with him. Any intimate connection means he is ready to do anything for you, provided you obey him. You go to him. And that's why chanting is very much needed. Coming to the temple is also very needed. With this atmosphere you can't borrow anything, you know. You can't buy. You can go to the first class hotel, pay so much money, but this atmosphere will not be there. Sun will not be there. But this is known as Swarup, intimate relationship. So many people come here, they don't stay here long, but they come and go. Even that is desirable. They don't have to time or whatever. But he came. And he poured out his own, whatever, this or coming along. He poured, he didn't know us anything. But he asked to us and this and that. He asked to us to be officer. He is doing whatever he can. And this, he is judging him. And Asutosh might not have anything in his mind. But this one has everything in his mind. So these tendencies, the cultivation of the devotional service is absent. They have come to Prabhupada. I was 4 years old, I used that temple, he said. Man, for 4 years, what have you done? But the thing is, he thinks that he is right, and his way he should do it. And he can't do it. Asutosh should do it his way. Can you imagine? Asutosh is doing his way. So he goes there and Asutosh must do my way. I mean, you do. That he can do. Asutosh must do. But he must do as I tell you. And this is complete. Swarup is not there. For heart-to-heart relationship is not there. For living entities, we are not merciful at all. I am really egoistic. Then how can Purna Pragya come here without informing me? He has come already. He came from Abu Dhabi. He went to Chennai. He came here. And he is not walking. He is flying. Even then he is alive. That I don't thank Krishna. That he has come here. But I am very egoistic. This is not in the fourth. That was the first point I caught, yes. So I conquered. Purna Pragya might be planning something else. Why he did not inform? Then why he did not inform? So he wanted to supervise everything. He was supervising. Yeah. He conquered him again. And there is nothing. Nothing in his mind, nothing in my mind. But my conclusions are wild. Because the base is false. I am egoistic and he has not informed. So why he comes from here, he doesn't inform. What type of man is? And in all the flights he was safe. All the transport he was safe. He came here at night or whatever. So he was not sleeping. He sleeps, he cannot sit in the bus. So he might be awake, might be tired, and he came running to me. Thinking that I'll welcome him. Instead of that, I'm angry. This is egoistic. And this destroys. If you are not Swarup, then you destroy the relationships. And we do the same thing regarding Krishna also. The unseen by eyes, personified by time, by sound. This is his quality. The most wonderful. You completely forget about these things. And because we forget this truth relationship. So our whole life is spent in concoctions. Concoctions. It is avoid. No concoction. Whatever is quite good. How say Yam Sachar? In Gujarati. How say? Means no, English is good. I will do. Yam say. I like it. Charles said, I don't worry about it. Please, escape these things. Yeah, metal things should be. But I only catch the one point that I did.
I only catch one point, and I spoil the whole relationship. He has done so much for me that I don't remember. But today, if I remember, in me. Now come on, reply. Otherwise, you don't give a pleasure. You just go, as you are. Okay. This is how we are just destroying the whole thing. Well, Bhagavatam is not in our life. We cannot be Surut because we don't have intimate connection with the Lord. We don't know that Lord is Surut. So we just exist.
Why exist?
And why means we forget everything. Come. I could kill him, I can say, sir, this concoction egoistic attitude destroys the Surut title. Please try to understand this. And one word, if you can put into practice, you'll be very happy. And the egoistic attitude will be completely destroyed. That's why that ego is known as false ego. It's not a real ego. Real ego that I am devotee of the Krishna. I am servant of Krishna, is real ego. But it's false ego, I am the master of it. And the master means, why did not drink? Finish. We destroy our relationships. Because the Surut is absent. One point only from this verse, and we are completely wrong. Yeah, and we never dream that he has intimate connection with all the living entities. So everything belongs to him really. We are not the reason. He is cause of all causes. If we can only realize this, that he is sarva karana karanam, then it keeps us sane. Sanity is there. Otherwise we are insane. And most of the time we are insane. Very, very seldom we are sane. The sanity must prevail. Otherwise there is always bhutanami anmitha kalihi. Always there is dissension in the social intercourse. These dissensions must be avoided. Otherwise Bhagavatam is absent from our life. And if Bhagavatam is absent, only dissension remains. And dissension causes more dissension. So this has to be a destroyed. Please try to understand me. You understand more than me. You understand me. some cases, thank God to him. But he is father to engineers. Hey, so we are engineers. One to kamani kadi. Paisa, always pockets money, poor boy. We are going to fight with him. Kailash is, money, why should you take? Sitting there and forget everything. It's a mess. The Bhagavatam creates a very nice atmosphere in our own house, in our own life. That's why Bhagavatam should be life and death for us. Otherwise, we have nowhere. Krishna was a little please try to put in. Don't look, but behave. any question you have? Let's see. He is a worldwide traveler man. Makes it. See, in society, we respect everybody. Isn't it? But our father is heard. Nobody can take place of our father. There is Krishna's relationship. Everywhere we say respect. We bow down also. But our intimate relationship with his father. Nobody can replace our father. Isn't it? And none of our concern. We haven't selected our father. Krishna selected our father and mother. How can you ignore father and mother? We have intimate relationship with them. That relationship you can never have with any other man in society. That is baby words. We say them. We don't disrespect anybody. Why do we disrespect? Disrespect Shiva or Ganpati or whatever. But our father is father. Supreme. What is Brahma saying? Ishvara Paramahata. Nivisa Nade Radhri Vaya. Our voice is very nice. Please, this is the reason. This is the difference. You cannot select your father. Your father is selected by Krishna. So you have to obey him. You don't have any say in selecting father, isn't it? You can't ask Krishna, no, I don't like this, I like that. No, he is your father. So that independent relationship is always your father. So Krishna is your kind father. So you must have individual relationship. That's why Surup word is very important. It's not friend alone. Friend is just on a material level. But Surup is on the spiritual level. So he is situated in the heart. So he is situated in the heart of everybody. So that is, connection is on the spiritual level, not on the material level. Very big. Satan, Surat again. Princes, princes, isn't it? Forcefully. Surat word is very good. There is Surat in Bhuktaram, Yudhnatam Sahab, Salokam Acharam, Surat Sarva Bhutanam. Surat Sarva Bhutanam. Chanting. Those who know this, they attend, yes, yes. Prabhupada wrote one very nice article on this when he went to New York and this is the way to attain the peace. That time that Vietnam War was going on, the whole America was disturbed. So, this is the Vedic literature. It gives you eternal values. And those eternal values can never be changed by anybody. All the religious literature in the world, they have to include Bhagavatam in it. The whatever is good is always Bhagavatam. Then, without Bhagavatam principles, nobody is satisfied. So that's why Vyas had written Ramayana, Mahabharata, so many Puranas. Even then he was not satisfied. So only when he glorified Krishna fully, that time he was satisfied. So the author is not saying, how can we be satisfied? We are never satisfied with any other literature. And we must come to this. Unfortunately,